I'm joined by Kay's manager, Ian McDonald, after this evening's 1-1 draw at Dover Athletic. Ian, it was a makeshift side with all the suspensions that were there. You must be delighted with the results.
Yeah, absolutely delighted. Makeshift side, problems in travelling down to Dover. Some of the boys made their own way. Stuart Booth and Stevie Symes. Got a flat tyre, didn't have a spare, you know. I'm having a nice gentle drive down with a physio, Ken Weaver, and all of a sudden we're in a panic mode. But, you know, they got here on time. And as you said, you know, we put a team out on the pitch, one or two square pegs in round holes. But, you know, I said to the guys at the start of the game, you know, we're building up good team spirit, we're building up a good squad. You know, go out and prove that a pretty much squad side can go and get a result, you know, down here. And I felt first half we didn't really get hold of the ball and put them under pressure, disappointed to concede from a set piece. Said to him at the second half, you know, if we can go out and we can play like we did against Croydon, put them under pressure, score a goal, then, you know, then the pressure, you know, they're on the back foot after that. And I felt we did that. And after it went 1-1, I thought both sides could have won it in the end. And I think we shaded the first half, second half, and they definitely shaded the first half. So fair result, I thought.
It almost mirrored the home game. Didn't play too well in the first half, went in a goal down, but came back in the second half. But the home game really felt like 2 points dropped, whereas this evening definitely felt like a point gained.
Yeah, very much so, because at the end, you know, in the situation we're both in, you know, we've got to win our home games, and you know, you could see the look on their players' faces at the end. They were disappointed they'd only got the 1 point out of the game, because, you know, really we could have been dead and buried in the first half. But, you know, as I've said, we stuck at it, and it's a good point for us, and I think results have gone our way a little bit again tonight. So you know, we strive on.
You substituted Maz after just 10 minutes today, after he got booked. Talk us through that.
Didn't start the game very, very well. Asked him to do specific jobs, set him a challenge, and, you know, he, a bit of petulance, got himself booked. You know, 80 minutes to go. You know, it's a brave decision for me to do, but I think it was the right one. You know, Kenny's come on and filled in for Maz, done admirably, and, you know, Maz has got to grow up and learn that it's a team game and not an individual game. You know, he can be an individual within a team, but he has to be a team player first, and that's a hard thing for Maz to learn at the moment. And it was a kick up the backside for him, and it was a message to any other players: if they don't want to be part of the team, then that's the way it's going to be.
Charlie Side got the equalising goal. He was getting a fair bit of stick from the Dover fans. He must be pleased back in the dressing room.
Correct. Best way to answer him. You know, any player who goes, you know, Charlie's played a lot of his football in Kent, so fantastic strike from him. And, you know, that's basically what I brought him here to do, you know, to link up with James. And, you know, he's linking up with Rosie very, very well. And I thought he took his goal fantastically.
It was a good result, cracking result this evening. Sets us up for the Horsham game nicely.
Yeah, I watched Horsham at Banstead on Saturday, and again, good side, played good football. Similar to Dover in many respects, big and strong, good at set pieces. So, you know, I've told the boys already, you know, given 4 days advance notice, you know, we have to defend set pieces better. I mean, we've played Dover 2 games now and conceded from 3 set pieces. 2 long throws at our place and a free kick today. And, you know, we've got some big guys in our side, and we have to deal with it better.
Tom Morehouse was released today. Was that a decision by the management, or was that the player himself?
It was a Tommy Morehouse decision. Tommy's got lots of financial problems. The club have helped him out in circumstances which you know, he appreciated, and it was right the club did that. He got a better offer from another club. He's non-contracted at us, and he's decided he wanted to leave. So he's got my blessing. I wish him good luck. But, you know, we can survive without Tommy, I think. You know, but I will be on the lookout just in case there's somebody out there who can maybe play that just holding role for us. Because Tommy did a fantastic job for us while he was here. You know, and as I've said, I wish him good luck now.
How different will the side be on Saturday? I presume a lot of the people missing tonight will be back from suspension.
They'll be back available for selection, yeah. Basher, Mickey Brady's still suspended, Martin's still suspended, so Julian and Basher can come back. So, you know, we'll have a look at it in training on Thursday. I'll have a chat with Stuart, and we'll see what we come up with on Saturday.
That's brilliant.
All right.